I've fished her icy rivers with every kind of fly. Shot straight at the partridge, though most refuse to die.
You're listening to Association Impact. I'm Peter Spadafore, filling in for Cheryl Ronk, and this is the Michigan Business Network. Today on Association Impact, we'll be speaking with Velma Hart and Aaron Wallowick about the importance of diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Velma, Aaron, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Aaron?
Great. Thank you so much, Peter, and thank you for having us today. Certainly appreciate it. My name, again, is Aaron Wallowick. I'm the founder and president of EventGuard. It's a learning strategy and meeting management company. Velma?
Yes, I'm Velma Hart, and I'm the president and CEO of Velma Hart & Associates. We're a consulting firm based out of Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., and we help organizations do the thing they do best.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here today. And if I'm not mistaken, the two of you know each other. How's that relationship work out?
How does that work out, Velma?
I think it works out pretty well. I've had the pleasure of knowing Aaron for several years. I won't date either one of us, but Aaron and I connected through ASAE's Diversity Executive Leadership Program, a program that I helped start within ASAE, and that I'm just so proud of all our alumni through the organization. Aaron, through his partnership with ASAE and just through his wealth of knowledge in nonprofit management, has been able to launch a company that is taking event management to a whole nother level, and it just makes me proud. So that's how I met him, that's how I know him, and that's largely why I respect him so much.
Oh, thank you, Velma. And, you know, just to sort of piggyback on that, the Diversity Executive Leadership Program, otherwise known as DELP, through ASAE, also sponsored by the Detroit Metro Convention Visitors Bureau, is a diversity and inclusion-focused program. So it's awesome to know Velma through that platform and also be talking about that on the radio show today. At the time, Velma was also chair of the ASAE board, so I got to know her through that more, which I appreciated the opportunity, have admired and respected her for a very long time. Velma's appeared on numerous radio talk shows and just has been a strong advocate, not only for diversity and inclusion, but for association management in general. And so have certainly had the great pleasure of witnessing, exploring, admiring, following her career for many years now, and have a great opportunity to speak with her today as well. So very excited for this reunion.
Well, we're very excited to have both of you here today. We're going to talk a lot about diversity and inclusion in the workplace and why it's important for CSEs and CAE candidates as we move forward. In your work, how has diversity and inclusion been incorporated in what you do?
Yeah, maybe I'll take the lead here and then pass it off to you, Velma. You know, because a majority of my time and space and energy is focused on meetings and events in the association and not-for-profit sector, a lot of my intersection with the diversity and inclusion happens in that space. Thinking not only from a speaker perspective, a sponsor perspective, an exhibitor perspective, a staff perspective, certainly, but also in an attendee perspective and ensuring that good diversity and inclusion is represented in each of the various stakeholder groups that come together to put on a great conference. I'm hopeful that throughout the program today, as we talk more about the importance of diversity and inclusion, that we'll get to what I think is one of the core issues or the core values around diversity and inclusion, which is this notion of diversity of thought. And when you bring, you know, a diverse group of stakeholders together, both in the planning, implementation, and evaluation of a meeting, conference, event, program, you know, I think that's when an organization and an industry really puts its best foot forward, is inclusive, not just of people that maybe look and appear differently and have different views and perspectives, but who really together with their unique perspectives come together to create an optimal event, something that couldn't be created on its own. So I'll pause there, and Velma, certainly have you chime in here as well.
Yeah, Velma, tell us a little bit about... Sorry, go ahead, Velma.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know, I think I'll lift off from where Aaron, or take off from where Aaron just ended in diversity of thought. As he knows, that's been my mantra for many years. Diversity is more than skin deep, as the old saying goes. And it's not necessarily about the things that you can see. And I would argue that in more recent years, it's become more dominant, that it's about the things that aren't necessarily easy to measure. And so in the work that I do with organizations, I make them truly, or I bring them to a level where they truly understand and appreciate diversity, and not just as a buzzword or a concept that people want to do because it feels good, but because it's good for business. One of the misnomers about diversity is that it's only about the things that make us different. Diversity can also be about things that make us the same, similarities or value propositions or business propositions that make our organization stronger as well as the things that separate us. So I'd like to think that diversity is the little known, best kept secret about how to maximize business operations and how to leverage the things that make you strong and competitive in the business space. So that's the main key of how it affects what I do with organizations right now.
Well, to our listeners, it sounds like we're going to have a very lively and informative discussion today. Again, you're listening to the Michigan Business Network. This is Association Impact, and I'm Peter Spatafor, filling in for Cheryl Ronk today.
Closest thing to heaven that I could ever find. Her Great Lakes and her rivers are flowing sweet as wine, and an old empty beer can buy a man a dime.